I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Spring light goose hunting seasons have kicked off across the central portion of the country already. Most of the birds remain further south, but the recent cold snap means the migration might take a while to move through places like North and South Dakota, so hunters could enjoy a great spring season. More details when we return, but first, by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. The region's waterfowlers can help reduce the population of light geese through a federally authorized spring conservation harvest. Light geese are a group of overabundant migratory waterfowl that includes snow geese, blue-faced snow geese, and the smaller Ross's goose. The federal conservation order aims to reduce damage by these geese to fragile ecosystems in their Arctic breeding habitat. The best hunting in the states for these geese in the spring usually occurs in North and South Dakota, but some birds also pass through western Minnesota. The season officially opened in South Dakota on February 15th. It started in Minnesota on February 18th, and the spring snow goose season in North Dakota began on February 21st. Now, just because the seasons are open doesn't mean there's much hunting, because the birds follow the snow line north, and recent storms have kept the birds south of the region. But weather and temperatures can change quickly, and the birds can cruise through the central part of the continent fast. Whether you're hunting or not, the spring migration is an incredible spectacle. Check it out this March and April. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.